The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. When the wise men who had come from the east had departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. First of all, merry 12th day of Christmas. Not that people should follow me on Facebook, but if you do, you know that I have been righteously indignant that there are 12 days and they come after Christmas of Christmas, not before Christmas to sell more items. So, I am relishing the last day of this year that I can say, Merry Christmas. That would be the church year, just for those of you who are confused. So, but the other thing I have to say is I love today's gospel reading. This isn't a normal choice. We don't normally get Joseph, but with the change of our lectionary and the fact that we actually get a second Sunday of Christmas this year because of how days fall, we had this as a choice, and I thought, how can you not spend some time with Joseph? So that's what we're going to do today. If I were to say to you that last night I had the most amazing dream about an angel, what sort of vision would come to your mind? I think most of us would imagine a beautiful heavenly being flying along in white flowing robes, some fluffy wings. Maybe it would be more like those of you who saw the photos of the angel wing clouds over St. Cross on New Year's Eve that was on the Facebook page of the church. But what if I were then to say, well, wait a second, remember that angelos, the word angelos actually means messenger. And then you might change your question instead of wondering what the angel looked like. You might instead ask, well, what message did the angel bring to you? Because according to Scripture, or what we see in Scripture, is angels show up to bring God's message to us humans. Joseph, maybe poor, maybe blessed, you decide, became well acquainted with angels appearing unexpectedly. In all, he has not one or two, but four different visitations from angels, and each one enters into his dreams. And if you look at the Joseph story in isolation, you really have to begin to wonder if Joseph became an insomniac because he didn't want to go to sleep, because you really had no idea what was going to happen next if you did. But we don't know that. What we do know is that the truth, according to Scripture, is it says that Joseph was a good man and a righteous man, We know that Joseph was engaged to be married, that he was a skilled craftsman. And we can probably guess that this was a man who had dreams of his own. He had worked to put himself into a position where he would be able to enjoy the fruits of his labor. A home, a wife, children, and all of his dreams were centered around his faith because we know that Joseph was faithful. So just as Joseph's life dreams begin to come into fruition, a messenger from God enters into his dreams of his sleep and turns every plan he has on end. We have every reason to believe that Joseph is anything other than a common man, but we have no reason to believe he was anything but a common man, but he is put in the position of having extraordinary possibility. And if it's true for ordinary Joseph, why would we think it would be any different for us? But for the moment, we're going to stick with Joseph. In his first dream that we don't hear actually in today's reading, but if you come to the pageant, it's usually acted out in the balcony with much drama. In Joseph's first dream, the angel says to him that he is not to worry and that he actually needs to go ahead and marry Mary rather than let her go quietly as he had planned to do. And also, when the time came, the angel says to Joseph, you are to name the child Jesus, which means Savior. Now, throughout the Advent season, and frequently on Christmas, we love to talk about Mary. Oh, what a difficult position she was in, as she was. She was an unwed young mother. She had been asked to bear this both burden and honor. But today, for once, we get to let Mary be on the side and actually pay attention and speak up in favor of our brother Joseph, who probably, I might say, we're a little bit closer to than Mary in our own lives. Today is a day where we can honor Joseph for the struggles that he faced. Can you imagine what his friends and his parents and his family and the friends of his parents must have been saying about his decisions behind his back? Joseph thought all of his dreams were coming into being, and instead he has to follow what God calls him to in a dream. And he's forced to face down scandalous news that the woman to whom he is engaged is pregnant. Only Joseph knows the truth at this time. And again, Joseph is a righteous man. The angel comes and speaks to him in the dream, and even though that dream could have easily been explained away come dawn, oh, I just had a little bit too much hummus last night. But Joseph doesn't take that route. We know the story from here. Joseph does take Mary as his wife, and the child is born and named on the eighth day. And Joseph and Mary settle into life in Bethlehem. And Joseph's dreams are reordered, but he begins to see a life for himself and his family. And yet, once again, after an average day of honest labor, Joseph goes to sleep, and his dreams are interrupted. And an angel tells him that he is to get up at once and take the child and the child's mother and flee to Egypt. Egypt! Can you imagine if God came to you in a dream right now and said, flee to Mexico? What? I mean, this is a time where going somewhere else wasn't exactly easy. And so Joseph is asked to go to a place, a foreign place, that he has probably never dreamed of going, much less living in, and where he will once again have to start over building his own dreams. But it's not the last time Joseph is told to make haste and to move, because then here comes a time when Herod is no longer alive, and another angel comes to Joseph, and we aren't even done with that yet, and disrupts his sleep again with a whole new set of travel plans. And we begin to understand why Scripture deems Joseph a righteous and godly man. He was an ordinary man upon whose shoulders much responsibility was placed. And to earn this, he did nothing more than be a good man. He did nothing more than to listen and to be obedient to what God asked of him. God chose an ordinary woman and an ordinary man and intervened in their lives, calling them with no warning, with no notice, to live into the extraordinary divine plan. There's an old proverb that says, "Many are the plans of one's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." You can almost see this to be in a cross stitch hanging on Joseph's wall at this point. Perhaps we would do well to have such a saying upon our own walls or refrigerators or bathroom mirrors. To remember the story of Joseph, because it just might surprise us how often God actually still interrupts the dreams of such ordinary folk as you and me. Joseph had his personal dream interrupted and chose to follow what God's messenger said to him. And for his obedience, Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us, came and dwelt in Joseph's house. God dwelt in his home. This ordinary man and this extraordinary story. And this is the part of the story that needs to catch our attention. Joseph was an ordinary man with dreams for his future. And we are each ordinary creatures as well, with our own dreams for our future. But in spite of this, God doesn't see us as ordinary at all. In fact, we are the ones who are now extraordinary, for God has come to dwell in our homes, in our houses, in our lives. Through our baptism, each one of us is a Christ bearer. We are all the people of whom the angel spoke of to the shepherds. We are the ones who Christ said will do more extraordinary things than he did, because we will be filled with the Spirit of God, and we are. To do these things, to do what God calls, sometimes we have to do what seems extraordinary and let go of some of our own dreams. Sometimes we find that God may have other plans for us. Sometimes those plans may be a challenge. Sometimes those plans may seem uncomfortable. Sometimes those plans may not exactly be what we put in our calendar for the day. But God never stops calling us to the extraordinary. God never stops expecting us to follow God's call. God expects us to feed the poor. God expects us to clothe the needy, to find homes for the homeless. God expects us, you and me, to bring the light of Emmanuel, of God present with us, to those in need. And that is God's extraordinary dream for us ordinary individuals. God calls us this day and every day to wake up, to get moving. For with you has come to dwell the very Son of God. And in you, he shall be to all people the light of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.